Morning in this meditation, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to release things. It's important to realize that you've got to consciously release negativity. You've got to release the past. You've got to release people that have been in any way hurtful to you or harmful to you. And you've got to start to realise that as you release things, you put back what you've released. It's an important phase in the development of the not the leadership of meditation, that you learn how to do that. And so I want to take you through an exercise of that, so that you begin to feel calmer about things that may reoccur in your life and keep coming back from your subconscious of things of the past. All right? And again, it's very affirmative. And it's also very healing. And I think we can all say that there are things in our life in the past that somehow, maybe not as much as when it happened, we still resent or feel a little hurt or bitter over. Would you agree? Yes. I think we've got to learn to let that go so that we can start to move from its influence into an area where we can be very much more positive about ourselves. You see, mediumship and its development in all its phases has to be very positive. We've got to get away from ifs, buts and could be's as much as we possibly can. And often what holds us back from being positive is the insecurities that we have about ourselves, what somebody may have said about us or made us feel about ourselves. You see, the thing is, if you look at psychology properly and what modern psychology is trying to establish in our awareness of ourselves, is that we ourselves accept what people say. We might not do that willingly, but because it's said, well, you really aren't a very nice person, are you? You think about it, you chew it over, you mull it over, and you allow it to embed itself in your subconscious mind. Or somebody being jealous of you. One of the things in spiritualism that I abhor is the jealousy that goes back, you know. Well, I've been sitting for 15 years, she's only been sitting for 2. You know, why the heck should she be better than I? And it's a resentment against you. And because you're sensitive, you pick it up. Now, one of the best ways of guarding your sensitivity is by affirming in your mind, I release what this person said. I mean it. And I wish that person only good. And by doing that, you are negating the impact of that particular situation you're in. And it's a way of you combating negative. And I think it's a very important stage in everything. Because we want to feel in our spiritual life, in our psychic growth, happy, joyous, you see. And if we can build that up within ourselves, then we transmit it to people, and people feel it from us. And because of that, you build your charisma. You attract people to you. It shows in your actions, it shows in your face, it shows in everything that you are. When you're a person who is confident and happy and filled with joy, you see, that you don't resent. Because, you know, it's funny, isn't it, how you can be with people and they're quite nice on the surface and you get this underlying feeling with them that they're resentful about it. Because hints are dropped to you. It might be by an action, not necessarily by a word, you see. It's always important to watch for these things. Watch and guard against them in your development. There was somebody here, they're here this morning, I'm not going to say who they are, they were saying to me last evening, you know, I'm very sensitive and it hurts. And it does. It does. So with this little exercise that we're going to do, it'll give you something that will help you to calm back. All right. So let's close our eyes. Let us become nice and calm within ourselves. And I want you to just think over for a little while things that have in the past affected you, or things about yourself that you feel affect you. I don't want you to get emotional over it. I just want you to think of them. Bring them to the conscious self. might be about a person, either close to you or not close to you. Why do you have a problem now? These things arise, try to look or feel them in a way that you still remain calm, so your objective in your looking or feeling of these experiences. Stand back. Look at the pain. Stand back. Look at the anger. Stand back. Just to yourself and the situation or situations and memories. With feeling, just say to it, I release from my consciousness, from my mind, from my feeling. And feel it being released. Consciously perceive it coming. evaporating into nothing. Begin now to feel a sense of peace, calm, quiet. Feel that you are loved by yourself, by the world. By the spirit. Just sit with the present of life that is there. Feeling free and open. Positive. that state to yourself with feeling. That I and God are one. Feel that. Feel this oneness with God. Feel it. State to yourself, I release the past. I release all my negativity. I am strong. I am inspired. I am moved by the Spirit to be what I must be. Moved by a greater power, release myself to this greater power. Guided to be and express spiritually. All I need, I shall receive abundantly. again back to the mind. All that spiritually I am. Really, self-talk, you know that. It's talking yourself into a better frame of mind, that's all. And we don't do it enough, do we? We allow ourselves to be... If something depresses us, we allow the depression to gain hold on us. You see, we are in charge of our own thinking. We are in charge of our own mind. And that in the past that may have hurt us, we are allowed to have charge over us now. If you look at it logically, it's true. So let it go. Let it go. Some might find it happens very quickly. Others might find it takes some time. But keep on with it. Even if it means at times letting the bottle of emotion out, let it out. You see, medical science tells us we do more harm to ourselves psychologically by resentment, by hurt, by shock, than we do if we release it. There's been a study in the medical world of the use of positive thinking on patients with terminal illness. 6 individuals were not given positive affirmative statements to work on day by day alongside with their treatment. And with their treatment, no improvement was really seen. But the other 6, with their medical treatment, were given positive affirmative statements to say day by day and whenever they want. 5 out of those 6 are still living. And they were terminally ill. And a reverse was noticed in the action of the cancer that these people had with remarkable results. So, you know, going back to that old saying, as a man thinks, so he is. And it's true. It's true. We need to study more how our mind is affected by our experience and our thinking. Because I think too, but I don't think I know too, that it has a tremendous effect upon our humanistic abilities. And the more we can be open and straightforward and positive in our thinking and our action and our feeling and our emotion and everything, the more well balanced we are. But if you see the etheric area, particularly of the auric field, to see that really sparkle with positive force. You know, it's an important area in our development, and it's the nearest thing to ourselves. It's part of the subconscious action within ourselves. So clear your mind, and clear the decks, and do it constantly with yourself. I mean, you can be walking down doing shopping saying, I won't let this stop because it doesn't matter. I'm a happy person, I'm a joyous person. Just say it to yourself, but be determined to feel it as well. Be determined to let it take hold of you, and it will. And you'll find you'll be able to meet situations, meet circumstances, meet challenges in a very much positive way. More positive way. It'll benefit you enormously. Remember that. And remember, when things come that you give you a feeling of anger or what, immediately release it. Don't let it poison you. Because it does poison you. And any medical doctor will tell you, control your anger. Isn't that right? Because it poisons the system. It poisons the physical system. Control it. Right. Enjoy better health, mind, body, and spirit. Okay? Don't have your breakfast. Have a lovely day.